A very good morning, Shlomi Zients. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Is Lipa on as well, or just you this morning?
He's supposed to be here any second.
All right. Yeah, keeping Hasidic time, I imagine. All right. Let's start, because we don't have more than a few moments. Tell me how this trip to Baghdad came about.
So basically, I've been talking to Lipa Schmelzer often in the past few months, and those who are not familiar with him, he's a Hasidic Jewish music superstar. Really one of the top performers in the Hasidic music world. And he let me know that he was working on a secret project to record an album entirely based on the Babylonian Talmud. And he thought it would be really cool if I took him to Babylon, which is located where current day Baghdad is. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go there to get inspiration for the album.
And you decided to go along with him, obviously, because you would never turn down that kind of an opportunity.
Yeah, and, you know, also he told me that he would never go there alone, so I thought it would be perfect.
Perfect. And tell me, how was the trip? You haven't been to Baghdad before.
No, this was the first time. It was quite frightening, to be honest. We had some interesting experiences. We saw an Iranian drone shooting missiles at a U.S. embassy while we were driving through the streets of Baghdad. We had another incident where that happened again while we were in our hotel, and we had to run into a safe room. It's a city where interesting things happen.
And in terms of, is there any community? Is there any Jewish community in Baghdad? I know there was a tremendous, obviously we know there was a tremendously big community. What does it look like today in terms of Jewish presence?
So as far as I understand, there are about three Jews left over. I think they're old women. They're living in secret and hiding. They're not telling anyone about their existence, and they wouldn't even agree to meet us while we were there because they're terrified.
Wow, that is terrible. And in terms of Jewish historical sites, because Baghdad, as you said, Babylon was an integral part of Jewish history. Is that visible today?
So unfortunately, there isn't much that's visible today. Obviously, there were three great academies where the Talmud was written. And in those places, we were able to visit the general areas where those places were, but there's no actual physical remnants left. We did visit the gravesite of the prophet Ezekiel, Yechezkel HaNavi, mm-hmm. which is currently managed by the local Muslim population. And we also visited one of the priests from the temple in Jerusalem who was buried there.
In terms of acceptance, did you identify as Jews when you were there? Or was that, were you told not to do that?
No, unfortunately, that would have been suicidal for us, and we could not identify as Jewish over there.
So was it an interesting trip from that from the Jewish perspective, or not, or was it somewhat disappointing, given that you couldn't identify? It's hard to find the Jewish sites, and you didn't meet any of the remaining Jews left there.
So I don't feel that it was disappointing, because we knew in advance that we weren't going to be seeing anything. It was more about going to get inspiration for the album. Mm-hmm. And, Lipa did write a bunch of songs on the ground in Iraq.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we look forward to hearing them. And apparently we can read you've written this up, haven't you?
I'm sorry?
You've written a detailed account of this trip.
I definitely have. It was co-written with Lipa, and we're also, we're going to be releasing a bunch of, video vlogs on YouTube from the trip. There's going to be a mini documentary. There's a lot of exciting things coming out.